Recently, I've been watching figure skating competitions on the Olympic cable channel, so it was exciting to hear that a Disney ice show is coming to downtown Cincinnati's Heritage Bank Center for 6 shows from March 19th to the 22nd. The Disney on Ice presents road trip adventure shows are family-friendly, with many guest appearances including Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, and Aladdin at iconic Disney destinations. With me on the phone is one of the Disney ice skaters, Kayla Kapakis. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Which character will you be portraying on the ice?
Yeah, I portray the role of Anna from Frozen.
Could you give us kind of an overview of the production, what people will see when they go?
Disney on Ice Road Trip Adventures, you get to see a variety of characters. We start with Mary Poppins Returns, which is really exciting for us. We've never had that with Disney on Ice before, so it's brand new. We have Jack and Mary out there, and all of the Learys. It's super fun. And you also get to see a new version of The Lion King. It's not like Disney on Ice has ever done before either, which is really exciting for us. New music, new costumes, everything. And we have Toy Story 4 with Forky and Bo Peep and all the Toy Story gang. And then we also are featuring the new live-action Aladdin movie.
And I noticed, I went on YouTube and took a look, and some of the characters join the audience at times on the steps, and there are some bicycles used too.
Yes, so we actually are featuring the 3 BMX bikers in our cast that are used throughout the show. It's something brand new. It's like so cool to see bikes out on the ice, and I've never seen, like, they have spikes on the wheels, and it's really cool what these guys can do on the ice on their bikes.
I noticed there were a lot of kids laughing and pointing and having a great time watching all these characters.
Yeah, and this show's really cool, too, because we have extra Magic Zone seats that you can purchase. And with those seats, you get the chance to go into our Magic Mobile, is what we call it. It's like a special ride that you have throughout the show. So you get the chance to ride in the Magic Mobile and see some of your favorite characters up close.
Is there an age limit on that, or can adults do that, too?
No adults go in, too.
And how many skaters are in the production?
We have about 50 skaters, and then we have 5 specialty performers. So they are doing flies, such as a lira, or we call it a hammock. It's like a big silk that they can torsion in, and then we have our 3 BMX bikers as well.
And when did the rehearsals start on this production?
We started rehearsals mid-June, so we had 6 weeks of just working on the floor. So they took some of the skaters and they taught them a lot of these aerial acts that we have in our show, or acrobatic elements. And so we took 6 weeks where we did not touch the ice. We just learned new elements on the floor. We were over mats and everything. And then after 6 weeks, we started another 6-week rehearsal process to put the whole show together, to learn the choreography, the steps, put these aerial elements onto the ice. It was a long process, but it was really fun to be a part of.
And tell us about the music that will be heard.
Well, all the favorite classics will be heard. From Frozen, you have In Summer, Let It Go, of course, and then Prince Ali's Parade, like the Aladdin Parade during Aladdin, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? It's all your good classics.
And I imagine that some of the audience will be singing along.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. I think that's something really special about, especially Frozen with Let It Go, is that I love to hear the kids sing along to that song.
And is this show much different from the Disney on Ice Let's Celebrate show that you also skated in?
It's so different. Disney on Ice has almost rebranded itself and gone in a new direction where it's much more interactive. Before, it was always, Let's Celebrate was a fabulous show, and I loved being a part of it. It was classic. It was timeless. This show, though, is all new. We've got a new direction with Disney on Ice, incorporating these aerial elements and then creating audience interactions like we've never seen before.
And you've got quite a background in skating, beginning with your parents who are figure skating coaches. Tell us about your journey from skating in Washington State at the age of 1 to competing nationally and then joining the Disney shows.
I was so lucky, you know, growing up. I was having parents that were both in Disney on Ice. It was so fun to grow up and hear their stories from when they were on the road. I grew up skating. I always loved performing, especially. Like, competing was fun and everything, but performing was really what I loved about it. And so when I graduated high school, I auditioned for Disney on Ice, and I went about 6 months later, right after I graduated high school, and I've just been here ever since. It was something that was really special for me, to almost like it to walk my parents' footsteps.
And do you have a special daily diet or workout routine to keep in shape?
obviously traveling around, it's hard to keep like a consistent diet or routine or everything, but we do our best to keep all of our lifestyles as healthy and active as possible. I mean, a lot of what we do is when we go out, because we do get a couple of days off each city, we go out and we look at the city, so we can walk around like all day sometimes, and then we try to go to the gym if we can. For me, like, I personally just like with my diet, I like to try the different foods in the different cities, but keeping it healthy so that way I can still perform the way I can on the ice.
And you're part of Feld Entertainment, which encompasses a number of family experiences besides Disney on Ice, like Sesame Live and the Jurassic World Live Tour. Do you see yourself trying on other roles besides skating for Feld?
Well, for right now, I think skating is what I want to do, but you never know what could happen in the future.
And entertaining children is certainly part of the mission of these productions. Down the road, is there a chance you'll follow your parents and become a figure skating coach or find some other way to give back to future skaters?
I think for sure. I think that I will always stay in skating, whether it's performing or working in different elements of ice shows. But I think that working with skating and that performance and that kind of element is something I'll always do.
So you're having a lot of fun, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
We can't wait till you arrive in Cincinnati, and be safe on the road, Kayla.
Thank you.
I've been in conversation with figure skater Kayla Kapakis, who will be performing at the Heritage Bank Center with the Disney on Ice Presents Road Trip Adventures shows March 19th to 22nd. You'll find ticket information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
Bothered me anyway.